And as we head into spring break and summer vacations, many domestic airline flights are up from last year by as much as $40 round trip. FareCompare.com, the tracking site, says major airlines are launching their fourth round of hikes in 2016 this week, even though jet fuel prices have been plunging. Customers are noticing. Celeste Huff, who flew from Wisconsin to Washington's Reagan National Airport, said she's mystified.
Well, it definitely makes me wonder where the money does go. If not for the fuel, what is being provided for that extra money?
Good question. So let's ask. Marilyn Giewax is senior business editor at NPR. She joins us now. And Marilyn, what is the deal with the rising airfares?
It's the peanut cost. No, no, that's not it. It's a big reversal, really, from last year when airlines were cutting fares as the jet fuel prices fell down. You know, in the fall of 2015, the average domestic fare was down about 6.2%. International fares were down 15%. So, you know, as this year started, fuel prices were still dropping. Everybody thought it would continue that trend. We'd see cheaper fares. But the opposite has happened on a lot of different routes. Four times so far this year, the airlines have hiked those prices.
Is this across the board?
Not really. You know, if you're in a competitive market and you're going someplace really popular, there's still a lot of competition and fares might be down a little. But most of these fare hikes are actually aimed at those smaller markets, and where there's less competition, there's higher prices.
And so why?
Well, the airlines say it's not just jet fuel. You know, they've got a lot of different costs. One thing is labor. And in the past year, they've hired about 10,000 new workers. And a lot of their existing workers really were due for raises, for more benefits. So that's expensive. And they needed new aircraft. Carriers have been investing in new airplanes. So basically, the industry's argument is, hey, this is a cyclical kind of business. We have big ups. We have big downs. And it's time to make hay while the sun is shining.
Well, and as you say, because profits and revenues and wages and benefits and things went way down during the Great Recession.
Right. The recession was tough.
Yeah. So, but what about those fuel surcharges? I can understand a business saying it has to raise prices for labor and equipment. But why are they still tacking on fuel surcharges?
Whew, man, that's where the controversies really are. You know, typically you just see a bottom line price of your fare, but where you really see what those surcharges are is sometimes if you go to use a frequent flyer miles to buy a ticket, let's say you're trying to book an $800 flight to London, you use your points, and then you find out, oh, the airline says, well, the basic fare is only $300. You still owe $500 in various carrier surcharges that they started imposing when fuel prices were high. So a lot of business travelers are very angry about that. There's this Business Travel Coalition, and they've asked the Department of Transportation to look into these fuel charges.
Right. And that, and you just gave us a real clue, by the way. They are now called carrier charges, surcharges.
Right, right. Carrier charges.
You're not fooling anybody. NPR's Marilyn Giewax on the fact that domestic flights are going up. So pay attention. Marilyn, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.